What do you get from an image-battered Detroit automaker whose prestige is riding on the launch of one revolutionary car, a car that is likely to lose money for years? You get the much-ballyhooed Chevy Volt. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports on the high expectations for the car, which GM hopes will become America's top green vehicle.
10 of GM's precious pre-production Volts are lined up at their battery docking stations on this crisp autumn day in Rochester, Michigan. They're all charged up, literally. Aaron Bragman is an analyst with IHS Automotive, and he's getting behind the wheel of a silver Volt.
You guys need a roadmap at all?
Or we have one right here, I think. Yep.
Okay, perfect.
There you go.
You guys have fun.
Thanks.
Starting today, successive waves of journalists, bloggers, and analysts are driving Volts on all-day road trips through southeast Michigan. They'll log a total of 15,000 miles. Like Bragman, most will give the car high marks. It's comfortable, fun to drive, quiet. There's tons of torque. Car people love torque. And there's all that cool stuff on the dash and in the powertrain.
The level of technology in this thing is surprising, even those of us who've seen high-tech cars. I mean, you pop the hood and it is packed.
The Volt runs on its battery alone for 25 to 50 miles, depending on how and where you drive. After that, the internal combustion engine kicks in to power the electric motor.
You barely even know the engine comes on.
Since most people drive fewer than 40 miles a day, it's possible to drive the Volt just like an electric car most of the time. But if you need to go a long distance, you can do that too, using gas. It's unique as the Prius hybrid was 13 years ago. Bragman says it's entirely possible the Volt could be to GM as the Prius is to Toyota.
This is really the new halo vehicle, the new green gotta-have-it vehicle.
But Toyota already had an excellent reputation before Prius. And GM? Well, not so much. Bragman says that means the Volt has to be perfect. With this much advanced fanfare, every little flaw will hit the blogosphere before you can say Chevrolet. GM executives are expressing no doubts, though. Volt marketing chief Tony DeSalle says this one car could lift the whole company.
When consumers see that, they quickly go to the notion that you are smart enough to design and engineer and manufacture a vehicle that's this capable and this innovative. You just must make better vehicles overall.
What the car won't do is make lots of money, at least at first. GM has put more than $700 million into the program, and it could take a long time to get that back. Most analysts say Prius didn't make money for Toyota for nearly a decade. But by luring people to Chevy dealerships to see the Volt, DeSalle says GM might just sell a few more of its other vehicles.
People would come in to look at it and not necessarily be in the target for a Volt and become extremely interested in a Cruise.
While GM strategizes, some analysts remain highly skeptical. Brett Smith is with the Center for Automotive Research and says Prius has already proven itself in the marketplace. Toyota has sold more than 880,000 of the hybrid cars in the U.S. Smith thinks it's way too soon to speculate on Volt sales or any halo effect.
They're learning about the market. They're learning about the consumer. They're learning about the technology. Give it 10 years, look back, and I think it'll be interesting. But right now, it's a great experiment.
GM isn't acting like it's all an experiment. Just as Toyota launched the Prius slowly, GM will make only 10,000 Volts in the first year. They'll begin to show up in select showrooms in Austin, New York, Washington, D.C., and California in December. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.